things that seem to be up are down and vice versa. What the heck is going on with our weather these days?
Well, you know, you just quoted me there a second ago of saying I think the next ice age is on its way. But it's the stuff that's been going on in the Atlantic Ocean, this dramatic cooling. When I first heard about that, it just gave me goosebumps, because I think something definite is going on with that.
6 months ago, when you were on Coast to Coast, you talked about the possibility of the oceans cooling first, and you saw that as really the beginning of what could be a disastrous ice age. And now here we are seeing the oceans beginning to cool. So you think, is this what you predicted? Is this what you called?
Well, sort of. And the reason I say that is because what I'm seeing is that the Pacific Ocean is warming. And what that's doing, that's where the El Niños have been occurring, so many of our mammoth El Niños in the
right.
last half a century. And as those occur, they heat up the Pacific Ocean, which causes more evaporation. And then I'm seeing that evaporation, that moisture, move across the northern hemisphere where it cools down, and then it's raining back into the Atlantic Ocean. So that's where I think a lot of that fresh water in the Atlantic Ocean is coming from, is we've got this nature's pump, essentially, that's picking it up from one ocean, taking it to the other.
Robert, when was the last ice age?
The last ice age was ended about 11,500 years ago.
Now, does it seem that these ice ages have cycles to them?
They absolutely do. And that's one thing. I know of no geologist in the world who would disagree with that cycle. It's called the Milankovitch cycle. We've known about it since the early 1970s, if not even longer than that. And it's called the pacemaker of the ice ages. It's so well known. But, you know, as far as I know, none of today's computer models include that cycle.
Why not?
I don't know. If they did, it would change everything. Every prediction out there, I think, would be turned upside down.
You mean if they used this as a model and started inputting this kind of information, that they would get readings that they did not expect?
Yes, I believe they would. And right. As far as I know, it's not included in any of the models.
When we talked some time ago, you said something that I still cannot forget, and I don't think I'll ever forget. We talked about the possibility of an ice age starting, how much ice we're going to get. And you said it's going to be pretty darn rapid. It happens almost in a blink of an eye. And you were talking about the possibility of snowfalls that are like over houses?
Oh, I think so. You know, when you think about it, anybody who's watched the Discover Channel has probably a couple years ago, or I don't remember, 2 or 3 years ago, but they discovered a mammoth that was still buried in the ice standing up. I believe that's how the mammoths went extinct 11,500 years ago, is from huge snowstorms.
He still had grasses in his mouth.
Yes, still had grass in his mouth. The meat, when they cut into the meat was still bright red and fresh looking. It tasted good enough. Their dogs ate it without any ill effects. So something, it was warm enough at the time that there were flowers growing, and then suddenly those mammoths got caught in a huge snowstorm. Now those mammoths, if you've ever seen, there's one in Victoria, B.C., in the
mm-hmm.
museum there, it's 1.5 stories tall. And if those things got trapped like that, there must have been huge snowstorms.
What kind of a cycle, when you say you think we're in it now, I mean, how long will it take before we really see something major here?
Well, when it does start, and this has been verified recently by the scientists at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, ice ages, contrary to what you may have learned in school, I learned that they begin like over 1,000 years. Now scientists agree that ice ages begin, they start with a period of warmth, even warmer than today,
mm-hmm.
and then you're in full-fledged ice age conditions within 3 to 10 years. It is incredible how fast they begin.
How high do you think the ice, realistically, Robert, could get?
Well, realistically, Now, this is not going to happen right away. When I say ice age conditions, I mean we'll be seeing the blizzards, we'll be seeing the heavy rainstorms.
And this will be continual, or will we ever have summers?
Oh, yes, we'll have summers. It's just that each winter will last longer, and each winter will have more snow. But as far as how deep the ice will get, during the last ice age, most of Canada was covered by a mile deep of ice.
A mile deep.
Yes, and it did extend into the United States. Now, you said this your program tonight is coming from...
I'm coming out of the Midwest in St. Louis.
I don't believe you were covered with ice during the last ice age, but a lot of the... Let's see. It started across the Canadian border. It came down and covered Seattle. Then the ice moved back up to the Canadian border in Idaho. Then it essentially followed the Missouri River. On the north side of the Missouri River, there was a 15-story cliff of ice. And on the south side of the Missouri River, there was no ice. So you could have still survived on the south side.
If Canada was under a mile of ice,
yes.
5,280 feet of ice,
yes,
what would our tallest buildings are? What, 1,000, 1,500 feet with 1,000 huge antennas?
1,000 feet is only 100 stories. So, yeah, that would dwarf any buildings. On the cover of my book, I've got a photograph or a painting, rather, of buildings being buried in the ice.
I hope there are no cities that we know, huh?
Well, no. Those were buildings that are not real. But anyway, I got an email from a geologist in New York City who said that my cover was misleading because he said the ice was five times deeper than my cover shows.
That's frightening.
Yes.
It is just almost unbelievable to imagine. Now, when you said we'd still have summers, Robert, are you saying, though, that what will happen is these summers will get shorter, where they start running into winters, and the cycle gets shorter and shorter and shorter, so where by the time a summer ends, we still might have ice from the previous winter?
That's what I would... Now, some places in the north, obviously the mammoths teach us that some places the ice did not go away. It just snowed and snowed. But normally the ice ages start in the far northeast of the North American continent, and then they work their way west and south. Now, this past winter, Newfoundland had record snows, which worries me.